retrospect, often I remember in Bible, there's a description in the Old Testament that when Moses was taking the Jews from Egypt, they're going through the desert. In order to go to Israel, they had to go through the desert. In the desert, they never starved. Although they were traveling through desert, the Lord was providing them with the food called manna. Of course, that leads to another incident. Some people became tired, sick in the sense, bored of eating manna every day. So they told Moses that we want a change in food. We want some meat. So Moses says, look, if you want, the Lord will provide. But be prepared for the consequence. And the next morning they found so many birds. And they all got very excited, some of them. They caught the birds and they ate the flesh of the birds. But then there was an epidemic. And those who ate the flesh, they all died. So we have to be satisfied, we have to be content with what Krishna gives us. Whatever Krishna gives us, we should just accept it with a grateful heart. So, and Krishna is taking care of us in the most wonderful way. So often we think that we didn't get this, we didn't get that. But we never think how much we already got. What can be more wonderful than a breath of fresh air? That air that we are breathing, how wonderful it is. All the nectars in the world put together will not be equal to just one lungful of breath. Krishna has given us so much. He has given us this beautiful life in this beautiful world, in the association of so many wonderful devotees. So what more do we need? And as a devotee, we learn to appreciate that. And sometimes